Well, the Department of Health giving numbers on the amount of beds and healthcare workers needed to tackle the fourth wave. Professor Salim Abdul Karim saying that South Africa was not caught with its pants down and the country was prepared for the new coronavirus variant. Karim was on a panel alongside Health Minister Joe Patler today, delivering South Africa's state of readiness to respond to the Omicron variant. Khumotso Modise was tracking that story for us. And let me ask just straight off the bat, do you buy it? Because we've been here once before. Don't worry, we're all sorted. Everything's fine. And then...
yeah. Look, I want to buy it. I think we all do. And I think at this stage, we don't have enough reason not to buy it. But I think we need to keep a very close eye on what happens over the next week or so. And that's specifically because that time frame is being reiterated time and time again. We heard the president yesterday saying we need to monitor, what health officials will be saying over the next, or scientists actually will be saying over the next few weeks. That's just developments around this Omicron. Guys, I'm trying to learn how to say it, Omicron. The Omicron variant.
So, sounds like a, I don't know, like an alternative rock band.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Omicron.
Okay. So I'm trying. We are monitoring, scientists are really looking into what this variant really looks like, how it behaves. The mutations are rather important, and that will inform what happens over the next few weeks. In the press today, Professor Salim really giving some, concerning figures, saying we're expecting about 10,000 cases per day from the end of this week. And that's really going to affect the issue around beds, as you rightfully say in your intro. The province, Gauteng, currently has about 4,407 beds. And this is from the third wave. That doesn't sound like a lot.
But okay, just clarify that for us, though. I mean, is that almost what, 5,000 beds available at government and private institutions, or is it? I don't know. Are we going to reopen field hospitals? What does that look like?
You see that. So the field hospitals is an important part, and I think we need to do more to kind of speak to government about what's going to happen with those. NASREC was a big one, right? But what we heard today from Gauteng government officials is that they're working on a risk-adjusted, demand-informed strategy. So that basically means as and when we need, I think, the beds, then we will provide. And at the end of the third wave, we had about 5,000 beds. I think this is in government. I think we need to look at the figure again. But I'm very aware that 5,000 was the rounded figure that was given by Gauteng. And that's important because, depending on what we see over the next week or so, if Professor Karim says 10,000 cases by the end of this week per day, we are hoping that these will be cases of many of those people being vaccinated and that won't need hospitalization. But we don't know.
Azali, I am very, very worried. When you look at the level of vaccination that South Africa has, and if we do have a serious level of infection with this new Omicron variant... well, I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but we should have been planning for this, shouldn't we have?
But that's what they say. They say we have been planning. We heard that from Professor Karim, and we heard it from the other health officials who say that they've been planning since the end of September, and they knew that this was going to happen. Of course, they didn't know what variant, they didn't know what form or shape it would take. They still don't know. But they did know that a fourth wave was coming and another variant would happen. And we're seeing this really with the mutation of this COVID-19 virus, that we really can't prevent this, from happening. But what we can do is prepare adequately as countries just around, the systems that we have in place, whether it's beds, whether it's the right vaccines, whether it's ensuring that, everyone is vaccinated. So that's really kind of where we are as a country. Also, there's issues around staff, Nikolaus, that really featured quite a bit in today's presser. We as Gauteng had secured 6,000 people as additional staff to deal with just COVID-19. The Gauteng Health Department really coming out specifically to say they are not the Department of COVID-19, but they're the Department of Health. And so they're dealing with all other illnesses and viruses, even in the midst of a pandemic. And so they've had to add to the staff that they already had. Whether that will be enough is not known, but we do know that as Gauteng, we haven't had currently since the third wave any open posts for people to come in and assist with this specifically. So it's going to be interesting to see how we navigate this, whether we're going to need more hands on deck. I'd imagine we would, but let's not be alarmist. I think let's give it another week or two just to see how this progresses. And the president said this yesterday to say over the next week we will see how vaccination progresses, and hopefully that will give a direction on what Omicron does in our lives. lives over the next few weeks.
Well, we wait with bated breath, pardon the pun. Khumotso Madisa, thank you very much for that look at the government's preparations for the fourth wave there. How are you feeling about it? Vaccined and unvaccined. Do you worry that this could turn into a very serious wave that could overwhelm our healthcare facilities? Are you sticking to your guns about not getting vaccinated? Love to hear from you and love to be convinced otherwise as to the efficacy of vaccines. Always up for a conversation on the afternoon drive. Niklas Bauer standing in for John Pillman.